Days 7:30. It's time to check in live on the telephone with R.W. Estella. Good morning, R.W.
Hey, good morning, Allison. Every semester, students in the college writing classes I teach are required to submit a major project worth 30% of their course grade. And I get them going early on these endeavors, about the third week into the term, by taking them on a field trip to the campus library, where they become acquainted with the importance of hard copy sources, such as magazines, periodicals, and journals, and with the burgeoning internet databases that include online card catalogs. To keep these projects ones which the students will stay interested in for at least a couple of months while they're doing their research, I ask them to choose topics that are of long-range relevance to their daily lives. Etymologically, our current English project came to us from the Middle English projecte, a derivation of the Middle French project, which would become the French projet, all descended from the Latin projectus, past participle of procieri, meaning to bring forth, hence in late Latin, proliacere, meaning to plan or to cast. And indeed, planning and casting at the onset are all important if a student is going to succeed with an assignment that is worth nearly a third of the course grade. I ask them to think of themselves as embarking on a series of extended fishing expeditions, where they'll initially be casting nets wide and far to see what's available in regards to their topic. For the classes in technical writing, that means the students need to gather enough data so that they'll have a sufficient sampling for a credible analysis. At the beginning of their searches for information, I ask them where they think they'll be going to find out about the best dishwasher or dryer combination under 1,000, or the best digital SLR camera under 700, or the best mini notebook computer under 500. All topics they've chosen because either they themselves are searching for such a product, or someone close to them, a relative or a girlfriend or a boyfriend, has asked for assistance in becoming a savvy consumer. Along the way, the students learn that virtually every product or service may be analyzed via at least four fundamental areas of inquiry: basic features, customer satisfaction, product reliability, and price. They learn about the difference between customer satisfaction and product reliability, that some customers can be really satisfied with products that are high maintenance. They also learn that the internet is the Wild West when it comes to anything goes, including the quality of information, which is why they're introduced early to the important alternatives available in hard copy. An objective product review in, say, Photography Magazine on the latest intro-level digital SLR camera is likely worth considerably more than a specially selected customer comment section found on the camera manufacturer's website. After investing the time searching for a variety of sources, including personal interviews with people knowledgeable in the fields that their selected topics concern, students begin to realize the importance of beginning with a plan of how to go about collecting data and then how to go about analyzing it so that their final determinations of the best products or services are credible and valid. And that's what their projects are all about. From Orono, Maine, have a great day.
Look out for our next CD. It'll be here in about 12 or 13 years at this rate.